Okay, thanks for being here, everybody. I believe we have court. Adoption of the agenda for the last meeting of the East Bay 2023 prior to the event itself, if all goes as planned. Okay, any additions or changes to the agenda?
I don't think we had time to vote for draft for the beach shade. I took the liberty of getting in touch with Tessa Bird, or Teresa Bird, because it didn't seem like anybody was running with that, and I knew we were running out of time. So she said she was very glad that I could got in touch, and I have some updates.
Okay, there you go. I will. Okay, approve the minutes for the last meeting. Can I have someone to move that? Peter, seconded by Mike. Okay, council. Were there any recommendations to council? No? Referral to council? That's a relief.
Yeah.
Motion to the council of information.
We are this appointment to the committee.
Who? That's me.
Oh, that's you. Okay.
Yeah. We will, she's an unofficial member as well.
Yeah.
Next year,
yeah.
We will. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to do
this year? I thought we did.
Did you?
Oh, I don't know.
So, nobody told
me? Not sure.
I'm pretty sure we did.
But she has a t-shirt.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, so, now I know that some of us have to leave. Peter has to leave at 11. Ross has to leave at 10:40. Okay, so I think we'll be done by then. But you three get priority because I know my vote has to be the 10:30. So
no, actually today I decided no.
No, okay.
Taking it, try to take time today.
Well, I think we're in good shape, so we should move quickly along. Let's try it, and then if any of you see something you need to talk to that's on the agenda, we'll just move it to the front. Okay. Sponsored. Peter, any news from our friend at Rotary on the funding from COA?
No.
Okay. Fine. Any, Randy, have you heard anything from the RDN with funding through the RDN? No. Okay. Oh, there we go. That's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. So, they would contact you because it's officially a town application and a town event. So they would, in the past, they would have contacted you with a letter or something. I don't believe the decision is made yet. Okay? Great. And I know Howard, you've already been kind enough to make your contribution, so that is well in hand. Thank you.
I still need to send it, but yes, it's on my list.
Okay. Okay. Displays and vents. Okay. Are there any... One question I have is skydivers. Brandy, I know you were kind enough last week to send out a reminder to the skydivers saying, have they met
the
client? Yeah, I didn't get a response from them, so I was hoping to figure out how to pay. Yeah. I think
that they were going to be on it,
but
they
weren't going to be issued. I just don't know. Well, if we don't get a confirmation before we go to print,
right,
we should make sure they're not on the list.
Okay.
I'd rather under promise and over deliver than have people come and say we're the skydiver. Okay, so let's just, before you go to the final print version, we go public, let's just, yeah, if they're not, please confirm this is taking off. Are there any other changes to the displays and vendors? I don't know personally have heard of any. No,
there's one thing, David. The clogger should be added to the activities. They're not down very well, I think. Where are they? Entertainment. You've got the belt lab dancers down there, but they will have the pantry and the cloggers.
So to speak.
Okay.
Anyhow,
I don't want to leave them out of there.
Okay.
So that's an official publication that should be in there.
Okay. Danny, could you please put that?
And Ian Johnstone, the family entertainer, is down for two times, 2:25 slots. So I've got him down at 1. How about 2:30? And if maybe Ken can speak to this one. Ken, did you speak to Dave about the time slot that he wants?
Yeah, no, he's fine to work around, you know, whatever fits for him. I understood from the last meeting that the children entertainer is doing two half-hour sets?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
So Dave is down at, Dave Hart is down at 2 o'clock?
No, he will be playing all day, like in between, and he knows he's there to fill in the gap when he needs be.
Oh, so we just work it as it comes.
Yeah.
So you guys should take this time, and then Chance and I will be in the space. So I
would think that Ian would be down there. I told him initially he agreed 1 o'clock and 2:30.
Okay, so yeah. And then remember Chance and I did, but he'd be at
2. Well, here's he at 1:25.
1:30.
This is time, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it's, and if he wants to go in after 2:25, that's fine. No, 2:55.
At the end of the show.
Yeah.
But Dave, we had at 11. The opening was at 11, right? And then Dave was going to come on at 11:10. And so they...
Yeah. So that's what I understood was that, you know, there was opening ceremonies and then Dave was going to follow the opening ceremonies and continue through until the kids entertainers there.
So is it okay if Ian Johnson comes in somewhere after 2 o'clock for a 25-minute
stint? Yeah, whatever. They've already talked.
Yeah.
The two entertainers have talked. They know each other quite well. Dave actually, I believe, has worked with him before, and they figured everything out.
Okay, that's fine.
Good work. But we've got the pipe band coming in 11:15, correct?
Originally, we had said 10:45 that they would do it prior to the opening.
Okay.
That's
what I know. No, you're right. In the past, I think they've been there before to kind of set the stage. So, okay, so let's do 10:45 for the pipe band, okay, to get things rolling. All right. And then we have...
Okay, 12 noon is supposed to be... No, 11. 10:45, yes, and then 11 is the opening. And then the day part is going to be after that.
How long will the opening be? Like 15 minutes?
Sure.
Yeah. Five minutes.
It'll be.
Yeah.
10:15. 10:45 for my band, 11 o'clock for the opening, mark, and then set up an end day clock, or do we move to the, we've got the dancers and the cloggers to pick in here too?
Okay. Originally we had the cloggers before the opening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Can I go before, Peter?
Yes, I agree. Yeah.
Make it simpler, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Okay.
So
the clock is at 11 o'clock then?
No, before that. We have a minute. We have them down at 10, but I don't know how long they want to clock.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
So if it's 10:30 or, like, I don't know how long they want.
Well, probably 20 minutes. Somewhere there. So how about 10:20 then for the clock?
Okay. Yeah, that's perfect.
Through the chair, as I invited the pipe band. Is anyone else?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so I better make sure to let them know that it's a kind of reflection. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that.
So clock will be to kind of set, get things rolling.
Yeah.
The pipe band will then make a nice musical introduction and the opening.
Yeah.
And then what? Then when do we go with the belly dance?
We had that at 12 noon.
Where would the pipe band muster? Where would you want them to muster?
Well, kind of around that.
Right down the stage.
By the stage, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. By the ocean suite, kind of that hand.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The stage is the public raised area. People can see what's going on. Okay. So 12 would be the belly dances, right? So day talk would be 11:15.
Yeah, 11:15.
7:15,
whatever
time.
And then we go 1, 2.
Well, the belly dances, how long are they
going to? Oh,
And then we were going to have Dave come back on until the entertainer at 1. So he's just going to kind of fill in those gaps.
Yeah, yeah. And then your guy at 1. Okay.
Yeah.
And then David Dean at what? 1:30?
Yeah.
And then your guy in too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is that good?
Yeah.
And does that make sense? Okay. So we've got these numbers written down. You imagine that's what we'll go in the plan.
Yeah.
We communicated everybody. Okay. We're on the same level. Okay.
When is the last one that goes on? Would it be 2 o'clock then? 2. Until 2:30?
Yeah.
Well, one, two, 2:25.
Yes,
right.
But then when they finish it off till 3, until the end of the day?
Yeah.
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 That's okay. Dave and, you know, Ian
can. Yeah. It's just, I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's an on the spot. Because most people know where the activity is taking place generally.
Okay, yeah.
We can really say music from 12:30 to 3, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say music from 2:30 from
okay.
From 12:30 to 3 are the two musicians.
Okay.
And that makes it simple and end up. It's not, I mean, you just can't control every minute. Okay?
Could you share a song for Matt, who's going to be the MC? Yeah, then you are from here, and how long do you want? Like he's going to be the one that he's introducing each host that they come on.
Yeah, he should be there for the opening.
Oh, yeah.
And then carry through until 3.
So 10:45, probably one hour and a half.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do the same thing.
Thank you.
Brandon, could you print that out eventually? Have that schedule of those things? See, for all the same days.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that was... You know, some people organize here and bring in agendas. entertainment. I think that covers all the entertainment. Okay, so let's see here. Tents, tables, and chairs. Peter, you have that in hand, I believe, in cooperation with our town colleagues.
How are you? Okay, we have sufficient, if the town orders 45 chairs as your host. So, has he been special CEO?
Well, it was, I think Lynette plans to arrange the perfect up, right, of the chair.
Okay, I am not aware of that, but that's
okay.
That was the question that I can ask.
Yeah.
That was the email that Bob emailed that I received.
Yes, she didn't call me.
Yeah, and then he said we'll arrange for the pickup and return.
And we were there.
Yeah, that was what the number that we did.
Well, I don't know. I can just... Well, highlight some of the stuff. Like I've got 40 chairs, 6 canopies and 40 chairs for which side is that on there? That's on the east side, you know, where the musical venues are going to take place. And the food concession, I've got 6, 6, and 40. That's 6 canopies, 6 tables, and 40 chairs. So that's 80 chairs in those two locations. So that brings us to about, I think I used about 118 chairs. Those are sufficient numbers for that.
I think that's enough for the concession. Like last year we didn't have that many people sitting there at one time.
It's almost like it was important that it was there and available, but it seems that it worked out for people to use.
Yeah.
So if we had to slim down a little bit there,
we probably could. 100%. Lots of money.
Yeah.
Put
it on the wall.
But
it's been a
little
better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
now there's raining. So how many will this be? We're
going
to go count how many chairs.
Yes.
Oh, they did.
We have 75 town home chairs.
I think it was more than that.
No, that should be.
That's what we did last year.
Yeah.
Through the chair, may I make a suggestion for next year? But I do know that the Qualicum Beach multi the Youth Cinema Society. I'm just at their event on Friday. They have now purchased chairs. They were given a grant. So, and it was through the town that allowed them to. To be honest, well, like I said, I just came across it, but they had all their chairs in the back of the trailer. I don't think it's a grand number. I think it's like 30 or 40 chairs.
Yeah. What was the name of them?
It's the Pollock Beach Multi-Use Cinema Society. The gal, actually, the Pollock Beach Collective. I'll send you something, Gene.
We collaborate with the collective, so they're not part of the chair. I was on the committee. I resigned a month ago.
Well, they scraped the bottom. They got me in, so they were desperate at that point.
Yeah, very small shoes.
I was there. But anyway, the reality is that I didn't realize that, I know that Parks-Paulson Foundation had given them some funds, and then I realized what they had used the majority of the funds.
$4,000.
$4,000, and they bought chairs and got them all on the trailer. So just for that note.
Do you think that's doable from your...
Yeah, now the chairs are the... I've sat in them. They have a little arm thing on them.
They're fancy, fancy ones, that's for sure.
Yeah, they are.
They're already on the trailer.
They were on the trailer. The person that brought them, he just dropped them off, and then took his truck and just left them there.
And
then it all finished.
But I just put the hitch on my truck and just pulled that.
They're an Emma Hershey's Garage.
They're what?
Emma Hershey's Garage. It's a number. It's in quality rules.
That's
closer
than
mine. Better than
that.
Oh, yeah. They wash chairs, too. They pull their pulley chairs they use in their back room. But that's another story.
And rotary, too, right? Rotary cars, too. If they don't have a book of that, if they had 80 chairs at Rotary Park.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's a Sunday, and that would be a Saturday morning if they had Rotary Park. So we have chairs.
Do you want me to deal with that one?
Yeah, and then we can then let us know. So if we have to cancel that order, then we can do that.
So there should be 40 chairs.
Yeah. And I would pick them up, a staff would pick them up, or one of the members would pick them up.
Peter, you and I picked up table chair last.
Well, I just, another one of my items here because I think we have to do that again. Same Stephen?
So yeah, well, that'll be a multi boom for the volunteers.
But if we need
I have a trailer.
Yeah, I have a little truck with a trailer.
Yeah, yeah. And David's got a big
truck. Okay.
So we'll leave it with volunteers, but then if there's a glitch or anything, that will be back.
I will deal with that shortly and let you know.
Okay, Peter, you and I have lost tenant. We'll just coordinate that.
Yep.
If you need help, we'll
and remind you about the tenant, then I'll show you that. But we'll make sure that you
get it. Yeah.
I didn't hear the first part.
There's tenant.
Yes.
Okay.
That is important. We made sure we got these calls. I mean, all these different sources at the right time for the right spot. So, Peter, you and I and Ross will be in. We'll talk to each other about that in the next week or so, okay?
Yeah, we have enough canopies. We have enough tables.
Okay. Just make sure
if all goes well.
Okay, and Peter has agreed to be the on-site district coordinator for where the things go. So back we had a discussion with one person, because we were all kind of sending people off. So Peter will be it. We'll give him a big flag. I'm going to nail his feet to something in the middle so he can't move. And he will be the guy who all the people come will say, Peter, if we need to make last minute decisions about movement, he'll be the one.
Okay? I'll be the salad for him.
He'll be telling us.
I have a nice white tie hat for you. You'll need it. No, you need to be visible at one spot so people can go into
all one spot.
You have to stay in one area.
Sure.
Okay. Good? Okay. Water and power looks like we're good.
Yeah, and you asked me about that secondary power station by the speech test.
Yeah.
And it is exactly the same as the one by the washroom.
Oh.
I just have to bring that panel with me
And there too, it often you can get into
if we need it. I don't think they needed us, right? We decided that the food trucks didn't need us to come.
Okay, so are we getting power from the motel for the music?
Are we?
That's the question.
That has not been arranged by myself.
No. That's the question. If we don't have that, then... So, that's one thing. I thought we were going to... And that's usually a formality to do that?
No, it's not. You have to ask Ken or John Beale.
In essence, that's a donation by them.
Oh, yeah.
If not, then we have a need a very long
No, I thought we were going to use your power pack.
We have a power pack if we need it with 100 kilowatts, which the question is whether it will run the amplifier and microphones for 3 or 4 hours. Right, that's what I don't know. How much power it takes.
That's a conversation I can have with the electricity people. So if it's 100 watt, you want to know if it will run the...
It runs a 50 watt bulb for, you know, like 14 hours, right? So the question is, what do microphones and amplifiers use, you know, for off and on? It's not constantly for 3 to 4 hours, but it's for a couple of hours. But we should really try to settle it to go with it.
Okay. But we have it.
And then with QBOS, with to go with plugging into the motor. Yeah,
QBOS.
That's the simplest. Yeah. We can let's try that.
Okay.
No, let me get in touch with John again. And
yeah,
I'll do that. Okay. And Janine, you'll have the cord?
This is my next question. Because the last time I mentioned it, you guys said you weren't sure if you needed them. And my question is how many? And how large? Like how long and how many?
Well, 100 feet.
Do you need a 100-foot one?
Because it's going to run past the RCP for the street exhibit.
Well, sufficient last year to go from, you have to go over that first extreme around the corner. I think 100 people do, yeah.
So you need 3 cords though, is that correct? You can't put them all down in one of those cords, right?
Well, no, we just have the one.
I brought more than one last year. And then I went back and got more.
Let's bring them all.
Bring more.
Let's just bring six. And that way, like, just throw them
all back. I won't have 600.
How many outlets do you use at your end?
Well, I don't know. I mean, they were just taking individual cords and putting it into what they needed.
Yeah.
So I think there was 3 cords running from that station to the booth.
Yeah. Ken, you there? is Dave going to set up his own amplification system, all the ATH stuff?
Oh, yeah.
So, they've worked together, Ian and Dave, before?
Yeah.
You know what's there?
Yeah. They've had a few conversations back and forth, so they're both good to go.
And they can use the same setup?
Yes.
Okay. And Dave will bring all his stuff down?
Yes.
Well, we're on it. Just to confirm, Matt has confirmed his AMC and coordinating the stage. Is that right, Matt Riedel?
I spoke to Irish with him, and he said he was still on board.
We'll come back to that. Ross and you and I will need to just make sure we're talking about that. Okay, let's just go quickly here to what's left. Ross, volunteers.
Yep, thank you. I've got my list here, and I apologize for barging in. We have clowns. Seth and Percy are confirmed. Percy less so than Seth. They both enjoyed their time in town. I love dealing with students and stuff. So that's confirmed. We have 22 volunteers thanks to Bart's good work. And thanks for doing that groundwork work. The question I'm throwing out is how many do we need in total? I heard the number 38.
Yeah, I just got two more yesterday.
So we're going to make
make it.
We've got ourselves up with also and a couple of more people, and we'll be good that way. So that's excellent, and thanks for that. St. John Ambulance confirmed as well, and these are all confirmed in the past week. So dump tank, once again, so supply set up in the correct position, and the leader of the dump tank are in place. David, are you here taking on the leaders in training?
They don't make a decision to leave before I talk. So if they come, then we'll appoint them into the dump tank.
Okay, thank you for that. QB Fire Department confirmed, obviously, for both their booth, their recruiting, and their passing. Water. On the food side of it, Smokey guy Lars confirmed. The ice cream guy Jeffrey confirms he'll be just an add-on. He won't take any business away from the store. I've communicated with the store. I'm asking them to provide some gift certificates as sort of a tangible sponsorship. And they're usually very quick in responding. I don't think they responded to that yet. So I will follow up on that. But I think it's reasonable to ask them. And what I'm saying to them is that we've had Shady Reds get certificates in the past, but for people who come from Fort Meade and Nanaimo, that's not much good for them. And so maybe they could participate on that, because they, it's pretty clear they do pretty good business on that day, so I don't think that's much less. The hovercraft, I followed up twice. I then phoned the alert desk, again, talked to my friend Kareem at the hovercraft alert desk, and we determined that perhaps a firewall is keeping external messages out from the decision-making desk. So he's helped me move it through. I wouldn't, I wouldn't say that's a guaranteed thing. I think there's a chance they could just show up without communicating, but I'll still pursue it.
And then to put them on the promotional list, but if they arrive, it'll be a pleasant.
If they arrive, it'll be a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
But there's protocols, obviously, I go through.
Yes.
So, and if nothing else, we can get them in. So that's all from the specific items that I'm working on. Once she
takes you on the strike. Okay, so then we have to go.
Yeah, I'm going to
follow up. Yeah, okay. No, it's not good. We're on track here. Then let's jump to Peter. You're have to go soon.
I'm going to go soon.
You okay? Okay. So Nancy, your point about the rat.
Yeah, so I didn't know that anybody had run with that, and I thought we better be on it.
Yeah.
So I talked to Teresa Berg, who's the publisher at Black Press Center, and we need to have, they'll honor last year's pricing for the earthquake sheet here, I believe. I just put this all off, got last year's dates on it, but it's going to be the same. And, what she'll need from us is the ARC updated. They've got obviously all of this, so it's just going to be updates that we need to make for sponsors and the events one. They're willing to reach out to past advertisers. They're not a nonprofit, they do need to at least cover costs, etc. She was okay with what we had done last year, and if we could do that again this year, I mean, I can strong arm a lot of the realtors that have taken part in the past. So the office has confirmed that they will do this. Myself, Carol, we'll probably get Vivian. Probably Lois. So there's going to be a few gaps as things have changed around. I'm sure Matt will do it. Counter call comes out of that. So we'll need to see if that can be confirmed again with them. She was most concerned about quality food because she says since State 1 has taken over, there's not been as loose restrictions to do that kind of thing. So, like I said, they were willing to reach out to some of these past advertisers.
Okay.
See, but if we can reach out to anybody, and I'm sorry, I took this, but I can't follow through. Which was a little ass, which is what most people did. They're 105, so they're very reasonable. The double spots are $199. So ones that have done it in the past were the store.
What about Burwick?
They were called the Raw Culture, Quality Foods is two bigger ads. We did the banner. Everything else was a small ad. And like I say, I can confirm 1, 2, 3, probably four, at least four of those. And I'm sure Matt will do it, so that'll be five. So that leaves Town Call to Beach.
of the other ones, I mean, Brenda may do it again. The store did one. PQB News did one, but they would much rather call it sell out space. So yeah, so there's not a whole lot that we need to be reached out to. I think it was mentioned that the Paddle Board guys may want to do that.
Something, yeah.
Okay.
other than that, I think it's good to go.
Well, actually, through the chair, so for the radio station, when they show up, they want to have a phone number and a name. So that when they want to make contact when they arrive, to make sure that we've already told them that they're going to be at the information center, but they would like a phone number and a name of a critical contact at that site.
Well, it means they're going to have a phone though.
That would be kind of an important part of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Communicate, or as we call it, a communication device.
I will
take
my communication
device
out and let you know.
Please. Yeah. And then I'll get that off to the radio station.
Okay.
St. John's Evans.
Yes, that's all confirmed. Yes, all confirmed. Ross confirmed. Yes. Okay, I will do that. Action. Okay. Anything else other than that? With those changes, I'll work with Randy. We'll make the final changes, and then we're good to go. And we should send it out to you. Mm-hmm. Nancy, to send out to PQB.
Yep,
well, so that's done. And the sponsor has got to watch that too, because we don't know that today who's coming, but we may know more than it appears.
And as far as the art, then, should I put Teresa in touch with you, Brandy?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty, t-shirts are in, and we've already given a couple out to members. These are available if you need more. There are 40 of them in various sizes. Two small ones have already gone. Okay. And you have one. So what we'll do maybe on the day, could we have these at the information desk and then have volunteers come? That means you have to be there earlier.
Yeah,
that's
what
we
want.
Oh, really? Nine. Yeah.
Bring your coffee. They won't be set up yet.
Yeah, as they come, we need to give them the t-shirts so they're wearing them as they. Many will have the t-shirts already, but those who are new ones will.
So we can grab one as we go to the or next meeting.
What is the setup time for the vendors?
We like them to come, begin to come by, by 11. People are ready to go.
Oh.
They are ready to go at 11. So we should start coming at 10 or 10:30, right, to set up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll let you present. Now these are into the show. Whatever time I give them, that will be the exact time they shall see. Don't come early.
And
I don't like for that. So that way they'll know when they do the shifts.
10:45.
And the volunteers for setup, like what time are we?
They should come, I think, at 8.
Yeah.
Because you want to make it so I get those things out early before people are coming, yeah. Or 8 o'clock. Yeah. Yeah.
I have a question for you.
I'll bring the t-shirts along. We're quite capable of managing that. So you can come at 10:30.
You forgot to bring coffee, though.
Okay. Okay, so let's see. When I have my follow-up list, most things are done. Peter has all the volunteers. Samantha, t-shirts. Postcards. Oh, actually, the chief astronomer and the mayor. Has the mayor invited? Does he know she's mayor coming? And she invited.
She's coming.
Yeah, but he's coming. Told him he's coming.
Okay, I can confirm though.
But just to confirm.
Okay.
Both, it might be a little happy to have been invited. And chief of comment in the past, of course, because of his medical issues, has appreciated having easy access. You think that's a good idea this year?
Michael's in much better shape this year. I saw him actually. He was at the St. Andrews on Saturday. His health has really improved a lot.
Yeah, Scott Harris is behind.
Peter. Sometimes you're a joke. Okay. Okay. Last round. 10, 50. Have we missed anything?
I have a question.
Janine,
The banner with the date on it. When do you want it up?
When do you put it up? Who's
people to or through the paper?
I mean, a week before. You think?
If it didn't come with a weekend before, like,
yeah.
So, depending on what's going on.
Yeah, so probably around the 10th or 9th.
Give you a whole week. I think it's good if it's like the weekend before.
Yeah, the weekend before, I think I agree with you. Like on the Thursday before,
so
the Thursday
okay,
before,
Thursday.
And people
so
that
so we're
the 7th is the Friday. So
it depends on what else is going up on.
Exactly.
Are there other events going on?
Well, there's a triathlon, but I don't feel like they have that.
Okay.
And that, well, the 8th, 9th would be,
Oh, triathlon is June 4th.
Yeah, the day before. No, it's
weekend.
This weekend. Oh, I'm confused. Sorry.
Well, June, July, yeah.
Yeah,
there
you go. Yeah, July 7th, ideally. And parking signs. Last year we did the delineators along the whole thing with the tape. Do you want that?
Yeah.
Okay, and the bamboo sticks and flags last year. We did that.
Did you find them?
I have going to the train station with Peter today, and I want to confirm.
I think they're down there.
Yeah, they should be there. They've always been there.
Yeah. Okay.
So
yeah.
Cars in the table.
Yeah.
And then the stage setup, is it the same as last year, 12 by 24?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay. And then just the extension cord, you have a 100-foot one, and then five other various sizes, or should I go long?
Just
go
yeah.
And then the water station will be constructed out there as well?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
You can't stretch.
And then I have 4 vests for no staff. That like, because already all things staff. And so you don't want that, right? You want to have just vests that don't have staff on them.
Right.
And you had them last year for the parking.
I think we did it for the shuttle so that it had to stop traffic.
Yes.
Okay.
So that, so I was just, that was the number that we used last year, so I just tried to make sure it was the same one. And you still want sandbags in case.
All we need, yeah.
Yeah.
On standby.
Just leave
in the truck until you
need them in the truck. Yeah, they're too heavy.
Yeah. And to move, remember the 4.5-foot measured thing to the back?
No. Was there a stick that had 4.5?
I made a stick that was sticking around there. You measure the, what was that, 4.5 feet for the
minimum
height. I'm hoping that's in the spaceship.
And if you find the shuttle signs, to bring those out so we can give them to Berwick ahead of time, would be all good.
Yeah, awesome.
Now, do you need any of the ones that stick in the ground for all your stations?
Yeah. All the wire train?
All the wire train. And where is that? 1 to 40 or no, 30. Last year we had 30, we had 21 minutes.
Yeah, we've got a few of this year. Bradley, can you print off site descriptions, you know, like, you know, dump tank, like you did last year?
Sure.
So we need...
But we don't need numbers this year, right?
No.
We just need the title, because we'll...
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to have whatever is the latest, greatest, like you have one that's out there that's for this year. I'd like to have that, if I could, for me. One of these, and I like the package, like you just have three pieces of paper that you're working on for this year, the blue.
The blue?
Yeah. So is that from you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just writing down that. I think that, yeah.
Thank you.
So 8 o'clock at AM is drop off time for
Yes. And we'll be there many of us earlier than that because it's a busy time, even on a nice day. So it's regular Sunday, right? It's going to be a busy, busy day.
Yeah.
And how would anything, looking good from your point of view, your guys are all ready to vote?
We are, absolutely. couple of housekeeping questions. One is when I come down there on the day of, should I just find one of you folks around and ask where I can help?
Oh, yeah. We want you lined up if you're willing to help.
Absolutely.
And if you're great.
Okay, and the other question is just around the T-shirts. Last year I got one that was like a double X or something like that. It's pretty big. Is there going to be, should I put in a reservation for a shirt size or ahead of time? I understand that.
T-shirt.
Yeah, T-shirt. That's
what size do you need, Howard?
Yeah.
Large. Just
large.
Doesn't want to double X.
Pepper. Okay, thank you. Hold that for me.
Yep.
Super. Okay.
Ken, what,
good stuff.
Okay. Ken, what size shirt do you want? Medium?
I need a 2X. 2X. Can you hear me?
Well,
yeah, we're good.
Okay, go. There's lots of T-shirts.
Okay, thank you.
The town ordered them last month, and the town, I got the town billing number now, so the world's open to me.
Okay. Teams put out and take down?
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah, we'll put together, we'll get these finalized.
Yeah.
We'll, who's going to go morning, who's going to go,
yeah.
Some people will just morning, not everyone's going to want to set up and take down. It's kind of logic, so we'll try to say, do one or the other. So those of us who want to kind of call staff and they are away anyway.
It's much better if we were to see the form.
I ordered a team from Howie Hamilton and a couple of the neighbors, F-Team 1, that we wanted. We need one more team.
We'll take responsibility for correcting all the, we have transportation and data.
That way you can keep track of them,
some people are easier on them than others.
You don't want animals taking the attention out.
They get bent pretty easily and they disappear at times, right? As the town knows.
And
I'm
happy to be on the morning shift.
Okay. So morning shift's pretty well taken care of already. Right now,
Set up 8:30 to 11.
Okay.
This is what I tend to
do. Yeah, that's good, but when we get in touch, we'll do 8 o'clock meeting, because we want to go for 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock. So if I'm emailing people, you want them at 8 or 8:30?
8.
Okay.
Yeah.
And take down 3 to 5? 3 to 5. You do not want to stop before 3.
No.
We'll do it at 3 o'clock. Yeah. But maybe even 3:15.
We're
don't
want
to do it. 3:15, stop for takedown. 8 o'clock meeting for 7.
So
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
3:15.
3:15.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could be in the 3:15.
5. It's probably going to be half off. Yeah.
It'll be now.
Take down. People are already good.
So staff will come back to take down. We'll put them in files or whatever.
Okay, I think we're done, guys. Right, there's more follow-ups to be done, but let's stay in touch. I think all the key things are in, and I made a number of follow-ups in touch with you, but other than that, we won't have another meeting unless it's absolutely essential we have a crisis, but I don't plan on having one.
Okay, I'll just sure if we were going to have one just prior.
Don't think we need it. I think we're good to go. The die is cast, as they say. The engagement is being launched on D-Day, and regardless of what happens. Unless we have a catastrophe like the weather, a storm or something, right? Or a forest fire in town, those things happen. But other than that, we'll carry on.
What about the call?
Yes, so we usually do that about a month after. Yeah.
That would be a beer and pizza meeting.
Yeah. That we'll do it probably, you know, in August, because then we can have some time to see if they'll come in and we can get the dust settled, and then we can do a bit of a regrouping as to what happened, what worked, what didn't work, changes for next year.
So maybe the same day, like third Monday?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think so. That's enough time to get.
Where is Savannah?
Do you have it?
Do you have it?
Okay. One other?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did a $100 honorarium to the talk artist.
Yeah, that's right.
So is it okay to do the same thing this year? So I can arrange that with you, Randy?
Yeah, we should do us. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
And the only thing is, I don't know if we've done this in the past, but with all the safety that we've been living through this last year, I'm going to put events in process on both sides.
Please. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, so people know how to get.
Well, that works very well. May I make a suggestion even to that end? What we've done for the events that happen at St. Andrews, we bring the speed watch out, and we have permission from the counties. So we usually put maximum 40 signs, which are not enforceable. But when you put them up and then you put a speed board, everybody goes to the norm. Mm-hmm. And I think every time they have an event there now, people are now recognizing it's 50 to 40, so people are aware, and then they can go make that as a help on the other end.
Do you set it up on both ends or just one spot?
Both ends. I think this would be enough congestion, but again, to your point, we brought out the events in progress, slowed down to 40, and then the speed reader board just to give that extra. And actually, we had the Maui Sound actually on Saturday.
Is that a cost?
Three. Social hygiene and safety.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so, I was wondering if that was.
No, it's worked pretty well. Mike Shannon has done that over the last 3 years, I think, for fundraisers.
Well, nothing else, it scares us at least for the speed limit.
Yeah. And there's so many people going across the street. And now we have this whole area that's been paved, so we're going to really be in, you know,
encouraging people.
That's right. So that is actually very good.
Yeah, good idea. Yeah, it's always been a concern for us from day one. We're on a busy, busy highway. You know, and it's always worked, but it's always a bit of a anxiety. So, good idea.
I have a bit of a conflict there. It might be better if someone else reaches out.
You can get Ross to do this. He said he would.
For Ross?
He'll volunteer Ross.
Actually, I'll go through the mountains. I got to bring them to the office and I think I'll go through the mountains. I just find it easier.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's good.
And I just wanted to let you know I had reached out to Heather Svensson and she said yes, Barbara was appointed.
Oh.
So apparently Bernadette behind.
Oh.
So she has got the letter.
You are official.
Really?
Now you can probably wear the t-shirt.
you're a man of the city, official.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, very good. Good. Okay, fantastic. One more person. Okay. Let's see. What's left? Anything else left on our list to worry about? No? Music? No? I think we're good. All right. Then let's declare victory and close the meeting down a little after 1 hour. And we'll see everybody early in the morning of the 16th. The weather's going to be really good. Right? And beautiful. Another beautiful day. It'll be a great success. And we'll go from there.
That's all we do now.
Yeah. We're going to do business. We check back adjournment. And we have a motion to adjourn. Mike?
That's usually why that's me. Roger, what's your door?
Seconded by...
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you. Thanks, Howard, for making time in your day to sit in on this event. We really appreciate the fact that you remain so engaged in this from the beginning, and I really appreciate it because you don't live here. You live in Vancouver, right?
Correct. But my team is on the island.
So it really shows the support. what's associated and provided, and continues it from day one. So it is appreciated. And
yes, we look forward to it.
Being a new member and helping distribution. See you guys both on the 16th.
See you later, Karen.
Thank you.